มวยไทยคือชีวิต
From our studios in New York City and Miami, Florida You are listening to The Striking Corner With Eric Rivera and Vinny Scotto Your source for Muay Thai and kickboxing news worldwide
All right, what's going on, everybody? This is Eric Rivera here on the Striking Corner podcast. And as always, I am joined by my good friend, Vinny Scotto. What is going on, Vin?
Not much, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. I'm feeling happy. I'm feeling motivated. I'm ready for this one. I'm ready. You know, it's 2017. It's our first podcast in 2017. And it's a big one. It's a big one.
Is it a new year, new you?
Totally, man. New year. I subscribe to that every single year. And by January 5th, I already fucked up.
Oh, so you did already, then. You're done already.
I'm done already, man. I'm done with that already. No, you can't, because you can't go, you can't do that, man. I mean, I've never believed in that whole new year, new you thing. I do believe it's a time where you get motivated. You know, you get motivated like, oh, you can say, hey, this is the first podcast of the new year, you know, we're excited. And yeah, we do have business plans for 2017, but it's not like, I think you, like for you and I, it's building on what we've already, it's continuing to build on what we've already built, you know? So it's just continuing to grow and it's a year of growth. But I think if you want to start something, you know, resolution isn't the way to go, man. You just got to do it whenever it starts and that's when you got to do it. So my goal this year, I mean, definitely I need to continue my goal personally is I got to lose weight because I'm fat as shit and I haven't trained and, and I'm going to be going up to New York, to visit Vin. So I don't, and, train at his gym. So I hope I don't look like shit in front of all your students. And be like, that's the guy. That's,
you know, the worst part is
what is,
you're talking about how you need to lose weight and you're fat as shit, but the thing that you keep telling me you're the most excited about coming to New York is going to L&B and getting pizza.
Dude, best pizza in the world, man. L&B Spumoni Gardens. I have to. That one time you took me, you fucking ruined me, bro. I could never go back. I remember when we were there, I was just like, dude, this is the most amazing thing I've ever eaten. So, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It is pretty good.
That'll be my cheat day, man.
Okay.
Oh God. But yeah, man. So like I said, you know, I hope everybody had a wonderful new year, had a wonderful holidays. You know, we already did our Christmas special, so we're not gonna go into all that shit. But you know, it's 2017. This is our first podcast of the year. And you know, one of the goals that we set out, and I specifically set out for at least for the Striking Corner podcast, is I really want this year to focus on getting some of the best guests that we can get on the show and guys that I know, or, you know, guys and girls that I know that you guys all want to hear from, probably are really interested in hearing from. So this podcast is I'm really excited. I'm very excited because we have none other than the Conqueror, French Nakmoy, French Italian Nakmoy, Fabio Pinca. And I'm super excited for this podcast. And but before we go into all of that, let's talk some quick business stuff. As always, our sponsors, the guys that we love to work with, is MuayThaiAddict.com. You guys know them as the guys that make all the shorts. Now I've seen they've been posting some pictures of them. They're making gloves, and it looks like they're going to get into the gear business. So definitely check out MuayThaiAddict.com for all your needs. And Muay Thai, they are based here in Florida. They are good friends of ours. Asa Tempao works with them. I just wanted to shout out to Dmitry Shurganov and Shannon Sagan. Those guys, you know, they really do a lot of good stuff for the sport, and they're really trying to make a homegrown business with MuayThaiAddict.com. You can get a 10% discount from MuayThaiAddict.com by using the promo code STRIKING And, you know, just get stock up for this year on all your shorts and T-shirts and all that type of good stuff so that you start off your training for 2017 with new gear. So remember, promo code STRIKING for 10% off. And we got somebody new for 2017, right, Vin? Somebody new we're working with.
Yeah, we actually just teamed up, started working with the guys over at Three Leopard Liniment. It's it's a Thai oil similar to Namen Moi, which I actually like better. I've been using it myself. A lot of the people at my gym have been using it. And there's, you know, a lot of other people around the country that started using it also. And it's I personally think it blows Namen Moi away. It's all natural ingredients. It's made here in the U.S. It's always available here in the U.S., unlike Namen Moi, which you have to wait 3 to 4 weeks to get it if you really want it. Your arm could fall off by the time you get it if you have an injury. it works. I mean, it helps reduce inflammation. I've been using it. I always have shoulder issues, and this I use it before and during pad holding. Sometimes I'm holding pads for 60 rounds in a day, and it definitely helps. You can go over to 3leopard.com. Again, you could use the striking. You can use the coupon code STRIKING, and you can get 15% off. And it's always available whenever you need it.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I've used the good guys at Three Leopard Liniment Oil sent us over some samples, and I've been using it. Fantastic stuff. I've been using it. I've been starting to run again, and I've been using after my runs to massage my calves, which burn like hell because I'm too fucking big to be running. it's great stuff. So I'm glad to have him on board. He's been doing a lot of good things out there on the West Coast, and he's trying to, he's now been shipping internationally. So shout out to everybody at Three Leopard Liniment Oil. So yeah, get your discount there. But besides that, man, what's been going on, Vin? Just real quick, tell me, how is your, you've been doing a little painting there, bro? Doing a little painting there?
Painting the nursery, the baby's room.
Oh, man. That's so cute. Who would know? Who would know that you have a soft side? You're usually so curmudgeonly on this podcast.
Oh, I mean, I can't always be an asshole.
Just to me. Thank you.
Yeah. If you haven't noticed, Eric already has his schoolgirl skirt on, since we're interviewing Fabio Pinca.
Yes. Fanboy, 100%, man. Fabio Pinca on the show. We don't want to go make this intro too long because I'm pretty sure you guys don't enjoy hearing us too much. But we interviewed Fabio, so we're recording this intro after the fact. But just to let you know, I mean, we had to speak slower. Obviously, Fabio, the English is not his first language. So I just wanted to say, it was a huge honor for us and awesome for him to even, agree to come onto the podcast and share, his story. And even though I know it was tough for him to really extrapolate or really give a lot more detail on what he would like to say. It is what it is. And, he's a big name in the sport, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys, want to hear him speak no matter what. And, he did a good job, man. I think we had a great interview with him, and, he's a cool guy aside from being a top notch fighter, and gives us a little insight into how he trains and everything like that. So, without further ado, we're going to go into the podcast now with our interview with Fabio Pinca. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
The Striking Corner.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Striking Corner. As we had mentioned before, at the beginning of the podcast, we are here with none other than the man himself, the Conqueror, Fabio Pinca, who has had a stellar year. 2016 was definitely a top year for Fabio, doing some work in the ring, whether it was Muay Thai or kickboxing. Fabio was doing a fantastic job. He is one of our favorite fighters. He is a favorite for many fans around the world, and we are super honored to have him on the podcast today. Fabio, how are you? He is with us all the way from Lyon, France. How are you, Fabio?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, okay. So, Fabio, I mean, one of the questions, you had a fantastic 2016, did really, really well, fought a lot of top-notch names such as Liam Harrison. You fought Reese McAllister, Charlie Peters, many different people, and Mosab Amrani most recently. And so, you know, what can you tell us about 2016? In your words, how did you feel going in and doing all these and winning all these fights? Where was your mind at? Obviously, you've been very focused. So tell us, you know, a little bit about your training and everything.
Last year I was really focused on my fight, because the year before I have an injury, so I didn't fight very much. Mm-hmm. So this year was my comeback, and I focus on this fight, and I fight the top fighter in my weight category. Mm-hmm. So it was a good year.
Yeah, definitely good year. Even here, I mean, I don't know how much you are on social media. I'm sure you're very busy training and stuff, but here in the States, a lot of people were saying, this is Fabio's year. This is his year. You know, he's been doing so good. I mean, we had our little award show kind of last week about the Striking Corner, and we put you as our Striking Corner 2016 Fighter of the Year. So you are, you know, we, a lot of people have been, you know, I know you have a mutual friend of ours is a K1 Anoop, and he has interviewed you a couple of times, and he also was saying, you know, that you had a fantastic year. So congratulations on all your success this year. So what do you have in store for 2017? I know you have a big fight coming up for the Raja Dermern title against Manawan Sitsong Pinong, and your focus is there. But what can you tell us about your goals in 2017?
Yeah, at the moment I'm very, really focused on this fight, because Raja Dermern title is very important, you know, in the career of a Muay Thai fighter. So I'm really focused on this one, and after this one, I will try to take the glory title.
Okay, all right, very nice.
What do you prefer fighting more, Muay Thai or kickboxing?
Oh, I'm a Nak Muay, you know, I prefer Muay Thai.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But a fight is a fight. I like K1 too, but I prefer Muay Thai, yeah.
What is it more about Muay Thai that you like better than kickboxing?
Yeah, you can fight with elbow, with clinch, with everything. When I fight K1, I'm a little bit, you don't understand.
You're limited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Fabio, I mean, I wanted to ask you a question. So talking about that, about, you know, the differences between Muay Thai and kickboxing, I mean, what do you feel currently, in your opinion, that you fight both? You are a Nak Muay. I would tell, you know, Vinny and I started, our passion is traditional Muay Thai. I mean, we talk about kickboxing on our show, but our passion is Muay Thai, just like you. But it seems like around the world, kickboxing is growing in popularity. It's growing in, I guess, maybe in the pay for the fighters. So you're seeing a lot of Muay Thais, a lot of Nak Muay fighters, and a lot of Muay Thai fighters going to K1. What do you feel is the reason that is happening? Why does Muay Thai not grow as much? Let's say, give us your opinion in France. Why does it not grow as much, let's say, and attract as many people on a bigger scale than like kickboxing?
I don't know. I can explain that thing. K1 has very big show, very big promotion all mm-hmm. over the world. Mm-hmm. They broadcast on TV all over the world, and I don't understand why Muay Thai cannot do that thing. Mm-hmm. But it seems like people prefer K1, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
You think maybe because it's a little bit faster pace, less rounds, quicker speed?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't really understand the all the rules in Muay Thai. They don't really understand the clinch technique. I don't know.
Yeah, that, I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, my personal opinion is that people who don't like who like kickboxing over Muay Thai is that they're afraid of elbows.
Yeah, maybe. It's possible.
Yeah. So, Fabio, I mean, I want to go back and talk a little bit, because I mean, you've been around for a long time. I don't know as much of your story. I mean, I know I've read stuff, obviously, on Wikipedia and researched about you, but I want to hear it more in your words. I mean, I know that you started with Muay Thai and you stuck with Muay Thai. You're not a person that did many different martial arts. It was you found Muay Thai and fell in love with Muay Thai. So tell me a little bit about how you, as a young Fabio Pinca in France, found and discovered Muay Thai. What inspired you to get into the sport?
I discovered this sport on TV maybe 20 years ago. On TV there was a fight, and I discovered this style of fighting, and I don't know what sorry, I don't find a word to speak. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
So you saw it on TV. You would say you saw it on TV, and immediately you got attracted to it. It was that was
yeah.
And
it was all the music, all the thing here.
Okay, the culture, the traditions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you liked all of the, which is the thing that attracted both Vinny and I as well. I mean, you know, to give you a little background, we talk about it a while, but we went, you know, we started in Sanda, Sanshao. You know, I'm pretty sure you've heard of it. Yeah. And then I got my ass kicked by a Muay Thai fighter, and I started watching more Muay Thai, and I realized, you know, it just seemed so beautiful, so simple. I liked the culture. And then I went to Thailand and trained for the first time. And then I went to Khao Samrit. That was it. I was hooked, you know, same thing, the culture, everything. I mean, I know your first team, the first time, I know your original team that now you have your own gym, but your original team that you went to was Team Nasser and them. Yeah. And you stuck with them forever. I mean, what was it? You just joined. And I mean, when you joined Muay Thai, this was one of the questions, actually, that a fan had sent us. He asked us to ask you, you know, when you started Muay Thai, did you initially go into the Muay Thai thinking that you wanted to fight professionally, become a champion, or just to do it?
Okay, first time I went to a gym that was a kickboxing gym.
Uh-huh.
But I really wanted to do Muay Thai, so I was looking for a gym. Muay Thai gym, and the only Muay Thai gym near my house was Team Nasser.
Uh-huh.
So I went there, but just to practice, not to make fight, not to make a career, but just to practice because I loved that. But
yeah,
it's come naturally. I don't know why I start to fight, and after my first fight, I decide to go on and to make more fight.
Yeah.
How long after training was your first fight?
I think 6 months.
And what I wanted to ask you was, you know, what was it after that first fight? If you can say it, if you can describe it, what was it after the first fight that you were just like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life?
Yeah. After the first fight, that's what I told me. Yeah.
But what was it? What attracted you at that moment to say, oh, I want to do this forever. I want to have a career in fighting.
I don't know if I can find a word to explain that in English. You know? I can explain that in French, but in English, I don't have a really good English to tell you that.
Oh, okay. I mean, would you say it was adrenaline? Passion,
yeah, adrenaline, yeah.
Yeah, okay, passion, adrenaline.
Maybe it was just fun to punch someone else in the face.
Yeah, and to be punched.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know what, Fabio? I want to ask you this too, because we a lot of times we interview fighters, and they always talk about, you know, how they grew up. Maybe they grew up, you know, they liked to fight. They were kids that, you know, had a rough life. They like to fight. They didn't do well in school or something like that. I mean, tell us, was that something when you were young? Did you like to fight? Were you a troublemaker? Was any of that? Or no?
No. When I was younger, I had a big brother.
Uh-huh.
And every day we fight together. We like to fight together.
Yeah.
I like it to fight when I was young. I think I had too much energy, and I needed to canalize this.
Yes. Okay, perfect.
Speaking of when you were younger, now when you fight, I see that they announce it as you're French Italian. Were you were born in France?
Yeah, born in France. Yeah, but my parents are Italian.
Okay, that's like me. I was born in America, but my parents are Italian. So I was curious because Fabio Pinca is a very Italian name.
Yeah. When I was young, my dad speak only Italian with me.
Okay. Oh, so you speak Italian too?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, he's very happy now because he's Italian and that's all he talks about. Okay, so, you know, moving on from that, you know, one of the things that people have asked us as one of their fan questions is, you know, what is the training regimen for you what is your, when you're getting ready for a fight? I mean, you fight all the time. I mean, pretty much. So are you always training or, you know, what is a day to day for Fabio Pinca? What is the day to day training?
Always training. Yeah. In the morning and in the afternoon, twice a day. Mm-hmm. And 6 day a week. When I prepare a fight, when I don't have fights, only once a day. But Muay Thai is all my life. Training is all my life. So I'm at the gym from the morning to the night.
A lot of people are asking, you know, like he said, what your training regimen is. Now, do you train anything else aside from Muay Thai, like for conditioning? Do you run? What else do you put into your training?
Yeah, I run every day. I like to run in the preparation. Every morning I go run. I work on my conditioning with my coach, and all the training routine: pow, bag, sparring, clinch, everything.
Do you lift any weights or anything?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. So then the other question, one of the other questions now, moving on to more of your fight career. I mean, you have had a fight career that has spanned many years. You have fought many, many people from different countries and all over the world. Some of the best Thais you fought. You're somebody who has never, you know, really backed down from anybody tough, fighting anybody tough. So I wanted to ask you, one of the questions that we had was, you know, besides some of the Thais that you have fought, who do you feel has been the, you know, most difficult fighter that you ever felt, maybe foreign Nak Muay, the most difficult fighter outside of Thailand?
The most difficult outside of Thailand? Maybe in my recent fight was maybe Liam Harrison.
Yeah.
Very tough opponent.
One time we talked to John Wayne Parr, and he would say that, you know, the being tough is relative. Sometimes tough can mean that the fight for some reason was tough for you. Not that necessarily the fighter was tough, but it was a very difficult, let's say maybe your weight cut, your training, you were sick, was very tough. Or the other opponent, maybe the person kicked harder than you expected, punched harder than you expected. You know, so another way of phrasing the question is, who do you feel so far in your career has been somebody that hit you and you were like, holy shit, this guy hits really hard. Like one of the toughest guys.
I think the fight with Bobby was a rather hard fight.
Oh.
Because he had he punched hard and you punch him and he never go back. He never back down, you know? Yes. Always go forward. So this fight was very, really hard for me, I think.
Yeah, and I have to say that it's funny that you brought that fight up, because that has to be one of my favorite fights of yours, because there was so much, like, you guys were going at it hard, man. You know, it was tough all around, and that was in France. So I don't know, like there was elbows, but you weren't supposed to be throwing elbows, or something happened where somebody threw an elbow.
Because at that moment, France didn't allow her elbow. So, but just before we can do elbow. So in the fight, some elbow go. And I don't understand why, but this was a good fight.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this fight. I really enjoyed this fight.
Very nice, very nice. And so aside from the hardest hitter, who would you say is the most, I would say, I mean, you're a very technical fighter, and I think that's why a lot of us Nak Muays, you know, really like you a lot. Who would you say is the most technical fighter you've faced?
I think Sencha is definitely the most technical fighter.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay. And which is, you know, you beat him, which was amazing. You fought him twice, but you beat him the second time. And that was, that was really an amazing fight to see as well for Yokao. And moving on from that, who do you feel is on your list for, you know, someone that you want to face, and that you haven't had the chance to face?
Buakaw or Pramuk.
Oh, okay.
Because I was supposed to fight him, I think 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I broke my hand, so the fight didn't happen. So I really like to fight him in the future.
Is there anyone that you've already fought that you want to fight again?
I don't think so. I don't care. No, I don't care. I fight everybody. Yeah. There's nobody I want to fight.
Okay. Nobody specific. Just anyone.
Anytime, anywhere.
A couple other questions that we were getting involving, you know, kind of involving your training. Do you follow any type of specific diet, your nutrition, what you eat every day?
I make attention on what I eat, but I eat everything.
Okay.
You understand?
I know
my body, so I know what I have to eat. I know what is good, no good.
Okay. Okay. And this is a question that Vinny wanted me to ask you. He said, because you're French and Italian, he wanted to know, what do you prefer in food? Do you like French food or do you like Italian food better?
Oh, definitely Italian.
Oh.
In France, we have very good food, but I prefer Italian food, yeah.
I never had French food, like authentic French food, but Italian food is just the best.
Pasta is the best.
Yeah.
you made Vinny very happy, very happy. So another question that we had, which was a fan question. So here in the United States, Muay Thai is growing. You fought for Lion Fight. You fought here in the United States. You've seen there's a lot of American fighters. Muay Thai is growing in the States. Glory is here, coming here a lot now. I want to get your perspective as a foreign fighter, as somebody who is watching Muay Thai grow in the United States from far away. What do you think about American fighters? What American fighters stand out to you, or do you think are the best? And what do you feel America has to do to continue to grow in the sport?
I don't really look Muay Thai fights, and I don't really know American fighters, so I cannot talk about that.
Yeah.
But I think some people like Scott from Lion Fight make a very good job to make grow Muay Thai, and mm-hmm. And that's very good for the American, mm-hmm. But I don't really know American fighters. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
Would you like to fight in America again?
Yeah, I really like. Yeah, I like to fight there. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And how were you received when you came here to fight in Lion Fight? I mean, did you feel that the fans recognized you? That people come up to you? I mean, because with the diehard fans, which are guys like us and the people that listen to the show. Obviously, Fabio Pinca is a big name. But when you came to the U.S. For Lion Fight, I mean, how was it for you? I mean, did you expect that everybody was going to know you as much as they did?
Yeah, that was very good. I really enjoyed to fight there.
Yeah.
I fight in Las Vegas. I fight in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And every time was a good time, and with the fan, with the people, with everyone.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. You've been fighting for a lot of different organizations. You've been fighting for, you know, you've fought for Lion Fight. You fought for Glory. You fought also for the Tanko main event when you fought Reese McAllister. I recently heard that you possibly were going to sign with Infusion. How is that? Is that still happening, or what's going to happen with that?
For the moment, I have a contract with the Glory.
Okay.
So for the moment, I'm only with the Glory and
okay,
nothing else.
Okay, and so your focus, you said after the fight in for the Raja Damaran title, that you want to focus on winning the Glory belt. I mean, like, you're going to be doing Muay Thai. Obviously, you're going to be fighting Muay Thai. But when you're going to, when you fight kickboxing rules, you're only going to be fighting for glory, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, yes. That's it.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. Actually, I wanted, there was one more question that I really liked, and this was from Instagram. His name is Scott McKenzie. He is actually a fighter himself. Scott was asking, you know, you have how many fights now, Fabio? Over 130 or something, or?
Yeah, 130, yeah.
Yeah. So you've won a lot of titles. You've won a lot. You've fought so many really top fighters. You've done so well in the sport. You are 32, I believe, correct?
Yeah.
You're 32 years old. What keeps you going? Because a lot of times when somebody does so well and is a champion and can and has gotten so many, has done so well in their sport, it's easy for them to sort of sit back and be like, okay, you know, I've been champion. I don't have to work as hard anymore. Or maybe I, you know, what keeps you motivated? I mean, what else do you have to prove? Or is this something that you just love to do, you know?
I don't want to prove anything. I love what I do. I love my job and I love to fight. So that's the only thing I can do today. And as I love that, I continue. I don't want to prove. I don't want to win title. I don't want to. I love to fight. I can fight. I love to travel. I love to fight. I love to train hard. That's my passion. That's my job, and I love my job. So I keep continue that.
Yeah.
As long as my heart and my head won, I continue.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, as long as I think you see a lot of times fighters might continue on maybe longer than they should. Maybe their heart and their head are no longer in it anymore. And that's when they start not doing well or because they're forcing it. You know, they're forcing the issue. So you're saying, let's say you still have that passion. It's that fire is still there. You still want to continue.
Yeah.
And, I mean, one of the questions Scott asked, he asked another question in that same question was, he wanted to know, when you went into fighting, do you think about, I want to be champion, I want to do this, I want to do that? Or do you focus on one fight at a time to work your way up the ladder?
Oh, no, I never think I become champion. Mm-hmm. When I began, just focus on one fight and the second fight. And the things happen like that.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and that's another thing that I would like to ask you. I mean, there's a lot of people, especially here in America, that the sport is growing and people are starting to watch. You know, we have more and more people watching fighters such as yourself and fighters that are non-American fighters outside of the U.S., such as yourself, Liam Harrison, Sanchai, Pakorn. I mean, all the guys that we know are top world-class fighters. Now that young men are getting into the sport and the sport is becoming more popular, and there's more money in the sport, what would be your advice to the, you know, you have a gym, you have young fighters. What is your advice to the young fighters coming into the sport? Because this is not a sport that, in a lot of ways, it's not a sport that's going to make you a millionaire. It's not a sport that's going to make you a celebrity. You know, what would you tell them about basically giving up their life?
That's just what I told before. You have to do with passion. We have to do with love, mm-hmm. and you have to love what you do. If you love what you do, you can go where you want.
Mm-hmm.
When you want, you can. It's hard, but if you love that, you can go where you want.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, what would you say to them? And like training wise, like a lot of guys ask training wise, you know, what should they be doing? You know, let's say, here in the United States, there's been a lot of talk about sparring too hard in the gym. Why do people spar too hard in the gym and get hurt in the gym? You know, is your training more consisting of constant pad work and working your body, or do you spar hard? Do you spar at all? I mean, what do you do?
For me, after this is personal, maybe, but I don't like to spar hard.
Okay.
I don't do very much sparring when I prepare my fights. I fight very often, so I have to preserve myself, and I don't like to hard sparring.
Yeah.
Just spar, you know, Thai sparring.
Yeah.
Light, clinch.
Yeah.
But not hard. No. Yeah, no. Like, I don't like that.
Like technical sparring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, I think really that's you know, a lot of what we wanted to ask you, Fabio, and we appreciate you coming on. I know that English is not your first language.
That's not easy for me. You know, you have to understand that. That's not easy for me. Make an interview in a different language is not very easy for me.
No. But I you know, we're honored to speak with you, man. And we were speaking off air.
It's a pleasure for me, but sometimes I want to explain more, but I don't find words. So sorry.
No, we know.
Next time, if you can translate in French, that would be better. In Italian, if you want.
Or in Italian, yeah.
But I have one more question, though. What was easier, speaking to someone from the UK or from America?
From America, I'm American.
So it was easier. The accent is easier to understand from an American or from for somebody from England.
No, I think I understand more American because I go many times to America, and in England I go only one time.
Oh, okay.
So I think I understand more.
That was a question from K1 Anoop.
Sorry, because... Anoop. Yeah.
Because he works with us and he's like, oh, you know, he's like, ask him, is it harder? Because Anoop is not easy to understand sometimes. All right. Well, Fabio, I mean, I know that this was hard, but, you know, I appreciate the effort, and we definitely appreciate the effort for you speaking with us. It's not your native language. And like, I had to send you an email in French with a friend so that we could understand exactly when we were going to do the podcast. But, you know, we wish you the best, man. I mean, we've been big fans of yours. We wish you the best in 2017, not only obviously in this fight coming up in Raja Demern, also, you know, your fights in Glory. Actually, we can ask that question too. We ask this to a lot of fighters as well. You know, what is it, you, that you're a top class fighter, you're a high level fighter. What changes in your training when you are fighting, getting ready for a Muay Thai fight, like say this fight coming up with Manawan? And then when you are fighting, getting ready for Glory, do you have to switch up? I mean, what is it that you have to do that you do in your training to get ready?
Yeah, for the K1, I try to focus my training on boxing, mm-hmm. more boxing.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I fight Thai men, I have to focus on clinch, on Muay Thai technique. So
yeah,
I just adapt my training on that.
And at your gym, I was noticing at the Ringside Training Center in Lyon, you have a boxing coach, so you work a lot more boxing, correct? And then you...
Yeah, I have my friend Michael Piscitello who trained me in Muay Thai.
Yeah.
And I have a boxing coach too, yeah.
Okay, very cool, very cool. Yeah, because that's always a question, you know, it's do you ever... Are you ever, like, let's say, in the middle of a fight when you're in, I don't know if this happens to you, but are you ever in the fight in the middle of, let's say, a Glory fight, and then you're like, oh, shoot, am I fighting Muay Thai or am I fighting K1 rules? And you're like, you're ready to throw an elbow.
Sometimes you want to put a big elbow, but
yeah,
you always remember you're not in Muay Thai now.
Yeah, because your instinct probably, you know, you want to hammer the elbow or something, but no, because I wonder always, like, how does somebody stop themselves? But I mean, I know if you're trained, you know, but I know sometimes there are times that you probably, as a Muay Thai fighter in a Glory fight, and let's say you see an opening and you're like, ah, shit, I would love to do an elbow right now, but I cannot, you know. So, yeah, I mean, that's a question that comes up a lot is how you adapt. So, you know, so now that you're getting ready for this fight for Thailand for Manawan, what is so your training is mostly focused on what? On clinch, on elbows?
On everything. I don't have a strategy for that fight. I work on everything.
Yeah. So you don't are you the type of person that watches your opponent's videos, or you don't do that? You just train?
No, never. I don't like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that because when you have a strategy, and you too much focus on video. Sometimes the fighter in front of you make a different strategy, and so no, I don't like to do that. Just fight in instinctively when I am the ring with my corner man, and we try to find the strategy the day of the fight.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense, because I think you said something true, because a lot of fighting is about adapting. So if you if you train specifically for one, because let's say you watched a video of Manawan from a couple of months ago, and you focused on how am I going to beat him based on that video, and then, you know, he's probably been working on things for the last couple of months too. So then you go in and he fights a completely different fight, and then you're kind of like, you focus too much. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. You know, because a lot of people here in the US, you know, you hear of MMA, you hear of Muay Thai, a lot of people talk about game plans, you know, game plans going in, strategies going in. And I guess, you know, for you, I mean, I think it works for some people, it doesn't work for others, but for you, that's not the light. Probably that's enough. Not the way. Okay. Very cool. All right, Fabio. So, you know, like I said, we appreciate you having you on the show. You know, we wish you nothing but the best in 2017, especially with this fight coming up in glory and in anything you do, man. Next time we'll try to do a podcast. We'll try to go to Lyon, and you can show us around and we can train and we can learn some French so that we can speak to you a little bit more.
and eat some French food.
Eat some French food. Yeah. but you made Vinny very happy, because he was like, if Fabio says that he likes French food more than Italian, I might have to stop the podcast.
That's the truth.
You have anything that you want to say to your fans?
Oh, I just want to say thank you to everybody, to all the people who support me, to all the people who send message, who follow me on social media. I just want to thank everybody. It's always a pleasure for me to have support from all people all over the world.
All right, Fabio. So thank you very much for joining us here on the Striking Corner. I'm sure all the fans love the fact that you took out some time out of your busy schedule. I know you just got done training, so thank you for taking some time to speak with us, man.
Thank you very much.
All right, man. Thank you. Good luck, man.
Thank you. Bye.
Muay Thai Hu Chi.
All right, everybody. So that was our interview with Fabio Pinca, and I just want to say, like once again, totally an honor to speak with a guy like Fabio. He had just come back from training at the Ringside Training Center, which is his gym in Lyon, France. And, you know, like I had said before, Fabio's first language is not English. Speaking to him offline, you know, he was always kind of saying, you know, his English is not so good. I actually thought it was pretty good, just that he can't, I guess he just can't elaborate as much as he wanted to on some things. And I could tell that he wanted to tell us a little bit more, but he couldn't find the vocab to do it. But either way, you know, I appreciate him coming on and sharing his story. So that was a good thing. And he made Vinny happy, saying that Italian food is the best food, because that is what Vinny says all the
Everybody
time.
Everybody knows that already. Everybody knows.
I don't agree, man. I think Colombian food is the best food.
Such an asshole. Says the guy who's drooling over Spumoni Gardens pizza.
Exactly. I think remember I took you to that fast food Colombian place once, and you were like, yeah, there's something missing here. I don't know.
It was good.
Can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, the only thing missing, though, it's not Italian. that was like late night street food that I ate of Colombian, which is
not even real Colombian food, really.
Hot dogs and French fries and some other shit all mixed into one bowl. It's kind of.
It's drunk people food, man, for like, what was it, like 3 a.m?
I don't know. It's delicious when I was drunk.
Yeah. But no, man, so that was good. So he said he loves pasta, which who doesn't really? But yeah, so, you know, once again, shout out to Fabio Pinca, man. Great, great guy. And we had fun interviewing him. We had fun speaking with him. And I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast with, you know, Fabio, which is, you know, bar none, pretty much had probably one of the best years in 2016. You know, beat up on a lot of top-notch guys, a lot of tough fighters, and, you know, is going into a really tough fight against Manawan Sitsong Pingong in February for the Raja Demern title. And he's also, as he said, is looking to get the glory belt. I really think the sky's the limit for the guy. He's looking really, really sharp the last few fights. So, yeah, man, really excited to see what's in store for him, and we wish him nothing but luck in his upcoming fights. So with that said, guys, we're going to finish up here on the podcast. As always, you can check us out at thestrikingcorner.com. Strikingcorner.com is the main website. You can also catch us on Instagram and on Twitter at Striking Corner. And of course on Facebook at facebook.com/strikingcorner. We're on all your social media outlets, so make sure you drop us a line, give us a like, share a post, you know, help us continue to grow this movement of the Striking Corner podcast. As always, shout out to K1 Anoop, who's actually our good friend and writer for the podcast. Stay tuned also for K1 Anoop has an awesome podcast coming out with Ibrahim El Bustadi. That's somebody that we also aim to get on the show. He is a undefeated champ out of Infusion Live. He is originally from the Netherlands by way of Morocco, I believe, but really tough fighter, and we want to get him on. But if you want to get a little precursor to who Ibrahim El Bustadi is, check out K1 Anoop on his podcast. K1 Anoop has also been writing a lot of stuff for us here at the Striking Corner, and we value the relationship that we've established with him since we've been growing our fan base in the UK. So that's a cool thing that we got going there. Besides that, you can catch me on Instagram at Eric Kausamrit, and you can also contact me via email at eric@strikingcorner.com, and for all general inquiries, info@strikingcorner.com. Vinny, how could they get in touch with you?
Email is vinny@strikingcorner.com, or any social media as Vinny Scotto, S-I-M-T.
All right, guys, so that is our podcast for this week. I'm actually heading, as I said, I'm heading to New York this weekend, and this podcast is going to come out on Tuesday. I will be leaving to New York on Friday. I'll be there for the weekend, and Vinny and I are going to try to do some pretty cool stuff up there, maybe do a couple of podcasts with some of the guys we know up there. So we will have something for some real special stuff coming out soon for you guys. The next podcast will be in another 2 weeks. But as I had said at the beginning, our goal is to really get some really top-notch names on the podcast, and I already have some ideas of what we're going to do. So continue listening to the Striking Corner. We really appreciate all your support. Remember, we are available on iTunes. That's the iTunes Podcasts app. We are available on Stitcher, on TuneIn, on SoundCloud, and also on Google Play. So whether you are on an Android or on an iPhone or on any smartphone, you can find us and download our podcast and give us a listen. So thank you for all your support, and we'll be talking to you again soon. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to The Striking Corner with Eric Rivera and Vinny Scotto. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for more Muay Thai and kickboxing content. Stay tuned for the next episode of The Striking Corner.